This is WSFI Spotlight, a conversation with Catholics living in the light.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of WSFI Spotlight. I am blessed today to be joined by both Eric Schoonover, the Director of Sales, and Brian Truckenbrode, the Director of Strategic Evangelization for Lighthouse Catholic Media. They are the largest distributor of Catholic audio in the world. And so thank you so much for joining me here today on WSFI Spotlight.
Bill, thanks so much for having us. We're really, really excited to be here.
Now, today we want to talk about Lighthouse Catholic Media and also some of the challenges that are facing the Catholic Church in general. But first, I'd like to talk with you a little bit about what Lighthouse Catholic Media does and its mission.
Absolutely. You already mentioned, Bill, that Lighthouse is the largest distributor of Catholic audio materials in the world. And most people know Lighthouse because they've seen a kiosk in the narthex or vestibule of a parish somewhere. And in that kiosk is not only CDs, but also books and booklets, things like that. So our mission at Lighthouse is truly, it's right in our official mission statement, to evangelize the entire world. Now, originally, when Mark Minnendorf and Terry Barber and Dave Duran, who started Lighthouse Catholic Media, they came up with the idea of a kiosk, we thought, well, if we get a kiosk in every parish, that should about do it. But we realized, of course, that it's going to take a lot more than that. But it is very, very strategic, or maybe tactical, very basic thing for a parish to do is to have a kiosk, some way that they can provide a self-service opportunity for people that may be interested in learning more about their faith. And of course, with audios, they work extremely effectively. Someone says, hey, they give a little yes that says, I might like to listen. I've never seen a CD about my Catholic faith.
Sure.
Maybe I'll listen on the way to work. And that little yes leads to a lot more interest, because after an hour they say, wow, my Catholic faith rocks. It is really engaging and exciting, and I want more.
That is great. So, as you kind of alluded to, there are a lot of people out there that may have never heard of a CD before like this, seen this before, and maybe it's been a while since they've darkened the door of a Catholic church. What are some of the challenges that you're seeing from a media perspective in the Catholic Church?
That's a great point. So every church, my own pastor, Monsignor Dan Hermes, taught us about this church that we were in, and that is that every church pretty much looks the same. There's a lot of variables, there's some differences, but every church is made up basically the same groups of people. So you've got kind of a core. Mm-hmm. Those are the people that are very invested in their faith. You see them all the time.
Yes.
They're not only at weekly Mass, but sometimes daily Mass. They're the volunteers for everything.
Yeah.
And so when we get beyond that, we've got people that attend weekly, people like I was, people that are not passionately engaged in their faith and their relationship with Christ, but they're responding to grace. They're coming to church every Sunday or close to it, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So there's different challenges with each group of people. How do we feed the core and keep them on that great discipleship track? How do we engage the people that are in the pews every week, but maybe they haven't had that, I don't know, touched moment, or that they haven't encountered Christ in a way that is turned them inside out and changed everything about how they live their life, right? But they are there. And then you've got people that come around only once in a while. One third of the people that come to Christmas Mass, that's the only Mass they came to all year.
Right.
So what we do is say, wow, let's look at the challenges and how to reach each of these groups of people. And part of how we do that in this new evangelization is through media. So originally, like we talked about, Lighthouse was basically all audios. But we recognize that people have different engagement styles, learning styles. So some of them, audio is the only way to reach them, right? It's
sure.
Hands-free. They can listen on the way to work,
right,
dropping their kids at soccer.
Exactly.
But a lady told me just last week, she's from here in Libertyville,
yeah,
just by coincidence, and she said, this has changed my life.
Sure.
I said, how so? She said, well, CDs lead to books, and you had a CD about St. Francis de Sales, and I listened to it, and it was about 50 minutes, and she said that led me to a book of his, Introduction to the Devout Life, I believe.
Yes.
And it's totally, it got her on a track. So that's how we use the media. But the challenges you're speaking of is really, how do we engage people, whatever type of person that they are, if they're somehow related, especially to the parish, they're within reach, how do we engage them in a way that helps them to take a step forward in their faith? Specifically, how do we build the church as a community? Pope John Paul II said in Ecclesia in America, the church in America, he said, consider seeing the parish as a community of communities. So that's not an easy thing to do. It doesn't necessarily come natural to Catholic parishes, and that's something that we wanted to talk about today a little bit in how we're able to address that. Eric, what would you have to say about that?
Well, creating community, I think, is vitally important. And with the kiosks, as we've learned over the years at Lighthouse, we're able to reach the people that first need to be reached, but then there's a whole lot of other people that are involved in the Catholic parish that may not go to Mass every week or at all. They take their kids to religious education, or they take their kids to Catholic school, and they think that's enough. They were raised Catholic, but there's something that's missing a little bit, and sure, and they haven't had an encounter recently. So I'm not sure if you guys are aware or not, but back in the 80s and 90s, there was a technology boom, and the computer was invented, yeah, and the cell phone, and We've come up with a way we think. It's not a silver bullet. There is no silver bullet. But how do we take messages and give them to people where they are, how they want to be reached? And we've aligned with a company called Flocknote, which gives us the ability to take the contact information that we have for people that may not be going to church on a regular basis and give them messages that can help them with their faith that we believe will someday lead them back into the church and back into communion with Jesus, because our mission is to get people to heaven. That's what we want to do.
Absolutely. Now, Bill, a couple other things just foundationally on that.
Yeah.
One is, I think oftentimes about the 1500s. When the printing press came out.
Yes.
Now, what a game changer, right? Before the printing press, very few people had access to the Word of God, certainly not in their own homes. The first book ever to come off of a printing press was
the Bible.
Right, a Catholic Bible. So what a huge game changer. But Eric, like you're saying, the thing that's so exciting to me is, yes, we live in a very tough culture, but where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. And in this new evangelization, what technology affords us is more of a game changer, in my view, than the printing press was in the 1500s. We can actually reach people exactly where they are. People's lifestyles are very different. They're extremely busy. And frankly, today, in the context of a Catholic parish, all this technology doesn't make communication and building community easier. What we've noticed is there was more and more pressure on the bulletin, which, by the way, only 8% of people, statistically, read their bulletin. Everyone takes one that's at Mass, which is already a minority of the entire parish,
right,
but only about 8% on average actually read the whole bulletin. So if it's not in the bulletin or in the pulpit announcements, when there's more and more pressure on the pulpit announcements, other than that, how can we connect with people? How can we reach people and help them to feel like they're part of this community because they know what's going on?
Lighthouse Catholic Media seems like it is growing in so many different ways, and you guys are talking about so many different things. One of the questions that's burning in me, and I kind of want to find out from the professionals here that I have here today, are, we talk a lot about Catholic radio. Obviously, we're a Catholic radio station. Is there something about audio that makes a connection with somebody? And what are some of the testimonials, maybe, of the people that you're coming in contact with on a daily basis that have listened to this? And they're not just listening to it on CDs anymore. They've got it on the iPod.
Sure.
They've got it on everywhere else, downloads. But maybe just highlight the importance of the audio content that you're providing, and maybe even tease a little bit about who you feature on these CDs.
Absolutely. So in short, the people that are on these CDs are some of the very best Catholic speakers and theologians and people that are living a vibrant Catholic life, and often in positions of leadership, or they're just great communicators, and they're on different topics of the faith. So if you list, I meet people so often that say, I've got 25 of these CDs in my car, and I keep listening to them over and over. And I got to tell you, what you glean from those CDs, it's very life-changing for people. But you're hitting on something that's really important, Bill. It's the same reason that our Lord Jesus used parables. It says in Romans, faith comes through hearing. Now, in different learning styles, about 35% of people are auditory. That means if you said, hey, you can take in information any way you want, what's your number one pick? About 35% of people would say, through my ears,
yeah.
Right? Then you also have visual learners,
sure.
Which is about 60% of people. And they're divided into two camps, right? One is spatially visual, which is like pictures and movies, things like that. And then the other is linguistic, so they're readers. But the neat thing about it is most people aren't just one thing. So 35% of people are auditory, and then a big chunk of the other people, auditory would be their second choice. It's one of the reasons why you have a lot of people that are listeners that love to listen to radio, right? But you have a lot of other people that listen because it's situational. So what else am I going to do with my time when I'm in the car? And I think that's really a key to it. It's hands-free. And just tying back to the game changer of the printing press, radio, Catholic audios, that is a game changer beyond the printing press because it's not limited to giving someone your total attention, sitting down with a book. You can be doing anything and taking in that information.
And the beauty of audio is that you're still able to use your imagination. You're still able to think as opposed to being told what it's going to be. So when you hear these stories of faith, when you hear these parables from the Bible again, as espoused by one of our great speakers, it takes you there, and you're able to be there and experience it, which is what our Lord wants, I believe.
I'm having so much fun here talking today with Eric Schoonover, the Director of Sales, and Brian Truckenbrode, the Director of Strategic Evangelization for Lighthouse Catholic Media. We do have to take a short break here on WSFI Spotlight. I'm your host, Bill Snyder. We'll be right back after this, so stay tuned as we talk about how we can address these challenges and the specifics of something teased a little bit earlier, Flock Note. We'll be right back after this.
Hello, I'm Juliana Tamarazzi from the Iraqi Christian Relief Council in Chicago. Our culture needs Catholic radio as a tool for evangelization and catechesis. As a powerful platform, Catholic radio brings Christ to us all and brings us closer to Christ. Get the real Catholic news from Catholic radio.
WSFI is committed to bringing quality Catholic programs to our local community, but we only can do that with your financial help. Please take a moment now to donate online at WSFIRadio.org or mail your tax-deductible donation to WSFI Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. That's P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. Donations of any amount are greatly appreciated.
Successful individuals don't just go through life, they grow through life. Let Catholic Financial Life be your partner in success. Come grow with a company where you can achieve success by putting your values in action. To learn more about a rewarding career as an advisor, contact Ishmael Cardenas at 414-651-3102. Catholic Financial Life. Catholic values in action.
WSFI is on social media. Follow us on Twitter at WSFIFM and like us on Facebook by searching for WSFI Catholic Radio. Hello everyone and welcome back here on WSFI Spotlight. I'm your host Bill Snyder and today we are continuing our conversation with Eric Schoonover and Brian Truckenbrode. They are from Lighthouse Catholic Media, which is the largest distributor of Catholic audio in the world, but they do so much more to address the challenges that are facing the Catholic Church and really the Catholic faithful in the world today. So I just want to begin with that question. What are you doing to address the challenges in the world today?
Well, we took a long look at how to do this, and And just like the Apostle Paul, when he was converting people, he wasn't just preaching to the saved. He was going to the forum and using high-level arguments and very advanced strategies without sacrificing any of the doctrine to convert the pagans because of the educational system that they had and the highly developed society that was a part of Greece at that time. And then you take a look at Archbishop Fulton Sheen and just how successful he was on the radio and then on television. So what is the main medium for people today, especially the younger people? It's their smartphones. It's their computers. We've got to figure out a way to meet them where they are and build community that way through the parish.
Exactly, Eric. So what Flock Note is about, and it's a flock like a flock of sheep and a note like you'd write to somebody. So it's Flock Note. That's a key tool in this approach. So any solution is more than just the tools. So we want to be very specific, and we can articulate a little bit about how to use some of these tools much more effectively to help build community. And certainly it's not, there's no silver bullet, as you say, Eric, sometimes, but I would say that this is a very foundational and great thing to do at a parish. It's very, very effective. So one of the challenges that parishes have is participation in things.
Sure.
You might do a faith formation night, and one priest said to me one time, well, I get the same 12 people every time. And he was being a little facetious, but not much, kind of the reality. So he says, why didn't they come? I said, because they didn't want to. He said, thanks for the tip. I said, no, but they didn't want to because they weren't interested yet. They're not interested yet because we never got their attention. They didn't even know about it. Most of the people don't even know what's happening in their parish. There's a couple of concepts there. That's one of them. The other is, as the shepherd of a parish, do our shepherds have a voice with their flock, not just for the 10-minute homily on Sunday or the brief pulpit announcement, but during the week? This is a tough culture we live in, and we all want to live our Catholic faith out as fully as we can for our the sake of our own salvation, that of our families, and to bring it to others. We have the pearl of great price. So how can we do that if we're not connected, if we're not a community, and if we don't know what's going on? One thing, Bill, in every community, people know what's going on with each other. Right. Think about my own family, for example. Especially the ladies in my family, they have their tabs on what's going on with all of us, and it's because they love us.
Right.
You know, and we talk about it, and we hey, what's going on with so-and-so? How can we help? That kind of thing. Same thing in a parish. It's a larger family. How can we connect with more people? Because if we can't get their attention if we're not connected, if we have no voice with them. That's where Flock Note comes in. Why don't we illustrate how it works in the most simple terms, like the pastor? Here's how Flock Note works. Basically, it's a messaging tool. It allows a parish to convey simple messages to people in a way that the people want to receive the information. So we said there's all these different options in technology and communications today. The key is not to do all of them and you know, you kind of don't know how you're reaching people and if you're reaching them. We have people say, hey, we have to have a Facebook account for our parish. And they put a lot of work into that. But so often, there's very few people that are actually on that. So they know that that's not the silver bullet either. So with Flock Note, it's a way to simply get the right information to the people at the right time in a way that they want to receive it. So I'll give you an example. With Flock Note, you send a note. Say I'm the pastor of a parish, says I want my people to know this, whether that's an event that's happening at the parish, an emergency situation, maybe it's just delivering faith-affirming and faith-growing content to his people so he can disciple his people and shepherd his flock. So he wants to send that out. I'll tell you how it happens at my parish. My parish is St. Thomas. Monsignor Hermes is our pastor. If he sends out a Flock Note, my wife receives that on her iPhone in her email. That's how she wants it.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. We have 9 kids. She runs everyone's schedule. Perfect, right? And it gets to her wherever she is. That's perfect. Now, for me, I don't want an email. I get 100 emails a day, Bill, probably like you
right,
do.
Yeah.
Right? And by the time I would get back to that email, it's so far down on my virtual list, I just wouldn't even open it. So I get, when that Flock Note is sent out, I get a text message. I get out of a meeting, see on my cell phone, an interesting thing here, 97% of texts are read, but only 20 to 60% of emails. Okay. So I get out of a meeting or something and I say, I've got a note from my pastor in this scenario. Of course I want to know what's going on. I click on it, and in about 3 seconds, I know what's up.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. Here, it gets even better with Flock Note, because if you check a box when you send that Flock Note, guess what? Everyone who is on Facebook, let's say, in the parish, that's not everyone, but there's a lot of people that interact a lot with Facebook. You check a box in Flock Note when you send that note, and it automatically updates your Facebook account, the parish Facebook account, with the right information, and the people that follow the parish on Facebook get an update. Same thing with Twitter, Bill. You can check a box in Flock Note, and everyone that uses Twitter is going to get a tweet.
That's great. So what you're really saying is that we all consume media in different ways. And
right.
Even as you were saying earlier about, well, some of us are auditory learners, and some of us are visual learners, and some of us are readers. So you're kind of drawing on that and saying, okay, well, I like to use Twitter, but maybe my friend likes to use Facebook, and maybe I like to use email, and my friend likes to use text messages to receive these. So regardless of how you get the message, Flock Note is distributing it to all of those places, and those people who want to receive it in that manner can get it in that manner.
Exactly. Not only that, Eric, maybe you could mention about how the tracking that's involved.
Absolutely. When a Flock Note is sent out, you're able to see statistics of who's opened it and who hasn't opened it. And even if some of the email addresses might be bad, so the email bounces. Mm-hmm. So you're able to see who gets the message and who doesn't get the message. The sum and substance of all this is that we're not just Catholic on Sundays. We're Catholic 7 days a week. And this gives the pastor and the church the opportunity to shepherd his flock the other 6 days of the week by putting out the information that we need in order to be good, faithful Catholics. How many times, and I'm outing myself here, have I been taken by surprise by a holy day of obligation, because although I read it in the bulletin and I heard it on the announcement, the holy day is on Friday, and I heard this the Sunday before. Well, when I get an alert that the holy day of obligation is tomorrow and these are the Mass times, I'm fully there now. And in fact, we've had pastors who have told us that attendance at their holy days of obligation has doubled since they utilized Flock Note in order to do this. So it's giving us a way of reaching them and getting them in and getting them involved in the community. And even further, another benefit is the pastors that we talk to say that they feel more connected to their people, that their priesthood is enhanced by using this technology, and more exciting.
Yeah.
So they're more energized, and they're able to go out and do more and do different things. And in Evangelii Gaudium, Pope Francis says, and I'm probably paraphrasing, get the stink of your desk off of you and the stink of the sheep on you, talking about the pastors. And this gives them a way to get the stink of the sheep on them as many times as they want, as often as they want.
Maybe I could mention how it works practically speaking. Like, all right, what do you do with this tool? Great, it has great attributes. It reaches people based on how they want to receive information. I'll give you a quick example. Almost all parishes want to increase the number of emails they have for people because they know that they don't have a way to reach them during the week and to keep them up to speed on what's going on.
You mean email addresses?
Email addresses, exactly. So every parish wants to have more email addresses of their people. So how do they go about doing that? Well, one thing's certain, they all get to a certain point where it gets more and more and more difficult. Right. I would say, and this is a little anecdotal, but I would say 5% of parishes have as many as 50% of their people. Only the top 5% of parishes that are really focused on this get to that 50% where they have emails for 50% of their people.
Okay.
That's about where we were at St. Thomas, my own parish, a couple years ago, right? And so we said, wow, looks like Flock Note will be able to help us with this. So what did we do? We took advantage of Ash Wednesday, because attendance at Mass on Ash Wednesday is about 80% higher than a typical Sunday, which is interesting. Where do those people come from? They're those people that are occasional attendees that we talked about earlier in the call, right?
Right.
So by highlighting this on Ash Wednesday, we did some very specific things. It was kind of exciting. But we were able to increase our emails, the email addresses we had for people, by 50%. And we had 1,600. We have 3,400 families registered in the parish.
Right.
We had 1,600 emails about for people then. Joellen Gregus is the director of faith formation there. And so she kind of spearheaded this. She said, I can't believe it. We got over 800 new unique email addresses from our people just as a result of Ash Wednesday. And you can do this at Christmas, you can do this at Easter. But here's the neat thing. After 1 year with a little focus, not a lot of work, just a little focus on using the right tools and a little bit of process, we now have over 3,500 emails. So right. We have over that threshold of, we have 3,400 families. We are a connected parish, and hundreds of people are connected by their cell phones, by text messaging.
And that's beautiful that you're able to connect with so many of your flock. I think that's something that if pastors are listening to this now, and the Holy Spirit always has a funny way of getting the right pastors to tune in at the right time.
It's always timing.
And so I think that this is important for people, pastors, to know that you can reach a large majority, a super majority of your parish with this program, with this. And now you're getting into the next question. Well, okay, this is a wonderful program. It's got great features, but can my parish really afford to do this?
That's a great question. It's, in some ways, it's the best part. Right? Because for one, just the concept of improving communication in the parish, I think you'd be hard-pressed to make an argument that says that that costs. It pays dividends in ways that you can't even start to imagine when people feel more a part of a community, right? And this is a piece of that, a piece of that puzzle. But communications, if there's no communication, Bill, if there's no communication, there's no community. When there is communication and it helps to build a community, it's dramatic. Now, from a cost standpoint, Flocknote, inexpensive, that after a few months, I sometimes get priests that call me and say, Brian, when are they going to raise the price? This was like an introductory thing, right? And so now you're going to raise the price? No, that's not it at all. So the rule of thumb is this. Flocknote costs about what it costs to send one letter one time to all of your parishioners. That's about the cost of Flocknote. And so I always say, look, if it saves you one mailing, only a certain percentage of people are reading the mail from the parish. If it saves you one mailing a year, because this is a more effective way to communicate, you've paid for Flocknote for the entire year. Right. But the reality is, what parishes do is they use it much more often in different ways.
And we even have a program where we're able to extend the kiosk to utilize the digital technology to allow people that may not have the opportunity to see the kiosk to buy some of the faith formation materials that we have, and a percentage goes back to the parish so that they're able to even fund the Flocknote or fully pay for it. So it's not about the money. It's very inexpensive, extremely cost effective, but compared to what it can do to build the community and bring people closer to Jesus, it's priceless.
That's great. So now somebody that wants this and they're hearing the interview, they're like, man, I've got to sign up. I've got to get this. Tell me how they get in touch with you.
It's real easy. You could email me at Eric, E-R-I-C, at lighthousecatholicmedia.org, or you could even call me at 630-517-3501. I'm really friendly. I don't bite, and I'm more than happy to help you decide if it's the right thing for your parish or not, and do whatever I can to help you in any way that I can.
Thank you guys so much for spending some time with me here on WSFI Spotlight. It has been a very enlightening learning about this, talking with two excellent professional Catholics in the media world. You've definitely got your fingers on the pulse, and it's so exciting to be able to talk to people like yourselves. So thank you so much for joining me here, Brian and Eric.
Thank you, Bill.
God bless you.
God bless.
Well, this has been an episode of WSFI Spotlight. Until next time, from all of us here at WSFI Catholic Radio, I'm your host, Bill Snyder. Thank you for listening, and God bless.
This has been WSFI Spotlight. For more information on this or any other program, email info@wsfiradio.org.